This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
As a frequent online shopper, my guard is up these days. So when I heard that there was a data breach on Aditya Birla Fashion's websites last fortnight, I dropped everything to reset my passwords. I had a looming deadline at work, but this really couldn't wait. Because the fashion retailer admitted that 5.4 million email addresses of customers like you and me had been leaked, but were now secure. However, as hacker group Shiny Hunters warned customers, it was still not safe to buy on the group's branded sites like Jaipur and Pantaloons. This is not an isolated incident, and Aditya Birla Fashion is just the latest victim. Earlier, Air India, Domino's, Upstocks, and MobiQuick have all reported security lapses with private customer information such as email IDs, credit card details, mobile numbers, and even passport information being leaked and sold to the highest bidder on the dark web. Worryingly, India now ranks third in the number of cyber attacks globally after the US and Iran. Almost 87 million Indian users suffered data breaches in 2021, as per a recent report from Surfshark. That's a 350% increase over 2020.
Massive data breach in India. Reports say that pizza chain Domino's India has suffered a data leak compromising information such as customer data, including phone numbers, names, and payment information, including credit cards.
10 years worth of customer data, including credit cards, passports, and phone numbers, has been leaked in a massive breach at Air India, the airline has announced.
Leading online food and grocery store Big Basket admitted to a potential breach that compromised the data of almost 20 million users.
Why is our sensitive data being leaked every now and then? Are the government and companies simply not doing enough to protect our data? And are the offenders even being traced and penalized? Let's hear it from the experts themselves. Joining me is Pawan Duggal, one of India's leading advocates specializing in cyber law. We'll also talk to popular internet security researcher Rajshekhar Rajaharia and Deloitte India partner Rajat Vahi, who recently flagged how crucial cybersecurity is for brands. I'm Ratna Bhushan, it's January 27th, and you're listening to Who Stole My Data on The Morning Brief.
Let me begin by saying we don't have security laws in the country. So the question of them being weak does not arise. India does not have any dedicated law on cybersecurity. We only have a mother legislation on the electronic format, being the Information Technology Act 2000. But that's an umbrella legislation. India had come up with a national cybersecurity policy of 2013. And that policy was a good document. But the problem is that the policy document has only remained a mere paper tiger since India has chosen not to comply with the same. The government has announced that it will be coming up with a national cybersecurity strategy in 2022. However, I believe that the time for strategy is long gone. The time has come where you must have dedicated national laws on cybersecurity.
Some crucial points raised there by Pawan. Data security laws just don't exist in India the way they need to, and India needs to stop giving lip service to cybersecurity. He adds that every 11 seconds, a company somewhere in the world is becoming a victim of ransomware attack. And that's a really worrying statistic. Here's Rajshekhar explaining why data breaches are getting so common these days.
There are many reasons behind this. These days, work from home might be a common reason because of an unsecured network. And we don't have a strong data protection act Sometimes employees use the same password for both work and their personal email, and companies don't spend much on cybersecurity.
Okay, so what should I do if I find out that my data has been breached?
Very first, I think you should change all of your passwords, and you should enable 2FA for all of your accounts. And if there is any financial data breach, then you should consult to your bank. And if needed, then you should block your credit card and debit card.
Hackers are selling private data and obviously making millions. If the Domino's breach led to data of 1 million credit cards being leaked, in the case of Air India, it was private data of 4.5 million customers that was compromised. Rajshekhar, tell me, how do the hackers manage to breach data walls?
Normally, hackers find out any loophole in the servers or website to download or backup someone's data. This loophole can be a bad security protocol or a simple password which companies are using. And after the data breach, hackers either sell this data on dark web or use this data for digital marketing to make money. Sometimes hackers make millions of dollars by selling this data or using email marketing and scam calls.
But it's not just consumers who are impacted. The data breaches can impact brands and also lead to massive disruptions to businesses. Bringing in Rajat here to tell us more.
They're attacking the platforms during the peak sales periods, which is creating a lot of challenges. They're also, you know, stealing customers' personal data and financial data. I know the customers losing faith in brands, not able to, you know, to deal with the disruption as and when they want the product and when they are online. And this has a massive impact in the overall reputation of the retailer. It has an impact on the relationship with the customers. Because today, as you know, Ratna, the big focus for brands is around building the best-in-class customer experience.
If data breaches are impacting citizens and corporations so much, why is there no action from the government? Coming back to you, Pawan, you've given us timelines on how things have moved at a really slow pace. So my question is, what is causing the delays in finalizing the laws?
I believe there's lack of political will in this regard, because cybersecurity is intrinsically now related and linked to the protection of sovereignty, security, and integrity of India. But unfortunately, because this is not a priority, even the National Cybersecurity Strategy has been in formation for the last 3 years, but we haven't done much in that regard as well. So that's the reason why I have been advising the Indian government and telling them that we need to come up with a dedicated law on cybersecurity.
What is the cost of these delays, Pawan? And how far are we from a comprehensive policy in India?
I don't think that India has done its homework yet exhaustively enough. Yes, we could see the government launching the National Cybersecurity Strategy, which should inform the various stakeholders of what their responsibilities and duties are. But I think that's not sufficient. Today, Indian networks and Indian critical information infrastructure are constantly under attack. The Mumbai grid was attacked last year. We saw so many other attacks on critical information infrastructure and governmental networks. We are bleeding as a nation as far as losses from cybersecurity breaches are concerned. Just because people are not reporting does not mean that cybersecurity breaches are not taking place. The reality is that Indians are losing money. As per one estimate, the world had lost more than $6 trillion in 2020 to these cybersecurity breaches. And the world would have already lost more than $8 trillion thanks to these cybersecurity breaches in 2021.
While there is a lack of political will, there also seems to be a lack of corporate will to prevent these attacks. There are several allegations of companies not investing enough in cybersecurity. Rajat, you've worked closely with some of India's biggest consumer companies. Are they not investing enough on data privacy and security? What are you advising them?
Yeah, I think my sense is yes. A lot of the large retailers, large players have invested a lot. I know that we work with some of the largest brands and players, retailers, investing a lot in this area. They're also upgrading their systems. But I think that the smaller players, the startups, you know, today a lot of the business is being done by startups. Many of them, while they will work with secure payment gateways, etc., may not be investing enough or don't have the means to invest enough on creating a basically a strong cybersecurity wall around their business.
So Rajat, you said smaller players may not have the bandwidth to do this, but we've seen data breaches from very big companies like Domino's, Air India, Aditya Birla. So did they not invest enough on data privacy?
No, I think they have invested enough. And my sense is that many of them are investing enough and more because they are very, very cognizant of the fact that these data breaches not only cause monetary loss, but also cause a loss of reputation. There's also a fear of getting sued by clients where personal data is getting leaked out. So I think there are lots of elements of it. But having said that, this is an evolving space today because you're using multiple software. A lot of these people who are committing the cybercrime are able to breach your network through the various plugins and other collaborations that you may be doing. So it's not easy. It's a very, very fast evolving landscape. And that's why we recommend to all the clients that they need to have a continuous upgrade of system. You need to have a continuous assessment through third parties. This needs to be live all the time because the people who are committing this breach are also extremely tech savvy.
What are the downsides for brands if their customer data is leaked?
So it's a hard one, Ratna. You just assume that when you're shopping with anybody online, that it is secure and safe. It becomes an absolute negative image if it gets leaked. So it's not something you can market to clients because I think most customers will assume that you already have that in place. The loss of reputation, the loss of customer experience, the loss of revenue, as well as the potential lawsuits, etc., that can ensue because of that is very, very large. Clearly, the larger players are definitely ahead of the game in this, but they are also the ones who are likely to be attacked more. Smaller players, less likely to be attacked in the beginning. But as they are scaling up, as we see all these unicorns being created, tons of consumers getting onto their platforms, all of them need to be very, very cognizant.
Rajshekar, what is your take on this?
I think companies are not ready for Data Protection Act. Government is working on data protection, but companies are not ready for this. I think I never saw any fine or penalty on any company because of a data breach. So they are not taking it seriously and they are not ready for Data Protection Act.
That's a very crucial point that companies are not ready for data protection. So why is this so? Matlab, itna bada issue hai, to companies uspe kyun nahi resolve kar rahi hai?
I think their main focus is growth and making profit. Har company aaj ke din profit ke taraf jana chahti hai. Unke paas itna team nahi hai jahan pe wo spend karein. Aur agar wo team hire karte hain, is cheez pe jaate hain, to I think they have to change all of their technology and they have to rebuild their structure. So I think they are not ready for this. And government ko bhi, I think they are pressuring ki Data Protection Act ya phir बिल इस पे इतना जल्दी नहीं लेके आना चाहिए.
Extremely important point made, Rajshekar. Companies may be pressurizing the government to delay the data protection laws. And yes, the lack of initiative seems to be as much from the corporate sector as from the government.
The responsibility definitely lies on the corporate sector, but in India, we have a peculiar problem. We do not yet have this concept of proactive compliance. In India, companies like to only act when they realize that there's the dunder of the law on their heads. If there's no mandate under the law, the chances are that companies would not necessarily comply. And because there is no penal consequence in the event they don't comply, that's the reason companies are not bothered. But now, the situation is slightly changing with the IT Rules 2021 mandating these companies to comply with reasonable security practices and procedures, and further stipulating that if companies do not comply, they are liable to be criminally prosecuted for offences under the IT Act and the Indian Penal Code. I expect the position should slightly change.
But Pawan, tell me, why are companies taking it easy?
Indian companies love to subscribe to the Indian Jugaad School of Management, where they love to keep on doing all kinds of Jugaad in order to wriggle away from their statutory obligations. Until such time, we do not encourage companies to proactively comply with provisions of law, I think the status quo is likely to continue.
In just $500, your data can be hacked on the dark web. What is dark web? These are places on the internet which have restricted access and leave no user trails. It is often used for illegal transactions.
It can be your personal or financial information. Sometimes there may be email list, phone numbers and credit card informations. You can also hire someone to hack any account. If you want someone's Facebook account, WhatsApp account, then you can easily hire someone to hack any account. And in just $500, $1,000, you can hire a very good hacker.
So much data for so little. Rajshekar, adding to what you just said, how much investment is required for, you know, for building robust systems to protect consumer data? Any estimates?
I can't estimate it, but I think companies ne abhi tak apna jitna structure banaya hai, wo growth aur profit ko dekhte hue banaya hai. Easy to use system banaya hai companies ne. So agar government itna jaldi data protection act leke aati hai, then I think unko apna sare system change karne padenge. I think maximum companies aaj bhi simple encryption model ya encryption level use kar rahi hai passwords ke liye and other things ke liye. So unko apne sare system change karne padenge, unko apni technology ko rebuild karna padega taki wo log ensure kar sake ki ye agar koi bhi data breach hota hai ya fir koi bhi information bahar jati hai to wo encryption encrypted ho, wo simple ya plain text mode mein na chali jaye. So, उसके लिए companies को अपना पूरा का पूरा structure rebuild करना पड़ेगा और उसके लिए companies को काफी time लगेगा, नए employees hire करने पड़ेंगे, नई team को रखनी पड़ेगी and at least 20% उनका budget cyber security में spend होगा, तब जाके I think they can protect consumer data.
Pawan, tell me, is there any accountability in the system? Are these data breach offenders even being traced? And if at all, are they penalized in any ways? I mean, is that something that has happened at all in India?
Unfortunately, this is one area where India is lagging far behind. We haven't yet got any documented conviction in a cybersecurity breach matter. And the reason is that there are huge problems in the detection, investigation, and the prosecution of these kinds of cybersecurity breaches. Because number one, they are today using extensively new tools and technologies and new technologies like virtual private networks and anonymizers, which can help them to obliterate their footprints. Number two, today they are increasingly often located outside the territorial boundaries of India. And number three, it's huge challenges in trying to attribute a particular cyber breach to a particular cyber actor. And even if you attribute it, it's a much bigger issue to collect the relevant incriminating electronic evidence to go ahead and prove this attribution or nexus or connection with any other cyber actor. So that's the reason we are finding that India is having this huge problem in terms of trying to get identification of the people who are engaging in these kinds of cybersecurity breaches. And because we don't have a legal framework, there's actually no kind of deterrence even to those guys who want to breach into the Indian networks, because they realize that India is a country which hardly has any legal framework on cybersecurity.
And we're not done yet. What's not okay in some countries may just be fine in the others.
मैंने अभी तक जितना इस चीज में नोटिस किया है, अगर किसी कोई कंपनी इंडिया में भी रजिस्टर्ड है एंड दे आर आल्सो सर्विंग इन यूरोप एंड यूएसए, तो कंपनी का फर्स्ट प्रायोरिटी यही होता है कि अगर इंडिया में डेटा ब्रीच होता है तो उनको कोई इशू नहीं है वहां पे. बट जब भी मैंने या फिर किसी अदर पर्सन ने, सिक्योरिटी रिसर्चर ने या हैकर ने, किसी ने भी इन कंपनीज को अप्रोच किया है, अगर उनको पता लगता है कि उनका जो डेटा ब्रीच है दैट इज इन यूरोप और अगर वो GDPR में आता है, देन वो लोग काफी ट्रबल में आते हैं. वो लोग रैंसम पे करने के लिए भी रेडी रहते हैं वहां पे हैकर्स को, या फिर उसको काफी जल्दी सोल्व करने का सोचते हैं. बट इंडिया में अगर ऐसा कुछ होता है तो हर कंपनी डिनाइल मोड में ही रहती है कि उनका कोई डेटा ब्रीच नहीं हुआ है, बिकॉज कोई भी यहाँ पे एक्ट नहीं है. आप किसी के अगेंस्ट कंप्लेंट नहीं कर सकते. कंप्लेंट भी अगर होता है देन उस पर कोई एक्शन भी नहीं होता है. एंड आई डोंट थिंक, एंड मैंने अभी तक शायद अपनी लाइफ में नहीं देखा कि किसी कंपनी पे डेटा ब्रीच के कारण कोई फाइन पेनल्टी या कुछ भी लगा हो. इवन लास्ट ईयर का अगर हम देखें तो मोर देन 20 करोड़ क्रेडिट डेबिट कार्ड की इंफॉर्मेशन भी पब्लिक हो गई, बट अभी तक उस पर कोई भी एक्शन नहीं हुआ, ना किसी पे फाइन लगाया गया, एंड डेली साइबर क्राइम और फाइनेंशियल फ्रॉड डेली इंक्रीज हो रहे हैं, ना कि वो कम हो रहे हैं।
So what we need is urgent collaboration and investments from the government and corporate India on cybersecurity. Clearly, a lot of ground needs to be covered in this space, both in terms of regulation and skills. NASSCOM reported recently that despite having the largest IT talent pool in the world, India is dealing with a massive shortage of cybersecurity professionals. Multinationals need to have the same standards for cybersecurity in India as they have overseas. I'm Ratna Bhushan, and you've been listening to Who Stole My Data on The Morning Brief. This episode was produced by Nehal Chalyawala of The Economic Times and Varun Kapahi from Awaaz. Sound editor Swati Joshi from Awaaz. Executive producer Arijit Barman from The Economic Times. We're signing off and hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. Do send in your feedback to themorningbrief@timesgroup.com and do share the episode on your social media networks. The Morning Brief airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Thank you for listening and have a nice day ahead. All external sound clips used in this episode belong to their respective owners. Credits are mentioned in the description box.